Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All righty then, here we are. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, the 9 o'clock stretch. Stretch it out. I hit the gym pretty hard yesterday, Greg, I gotta tell you.
When you say you hit the gym hard, do you mean you went there and lifted a lot of weight or like you bumped into something?
Maybe a little of both.
Truth is coming out.
Yeah, I'm trying to push myself.
Yeah,
and,
I gotta get back.
You know, with Fitz coming in the studio today and everything, you know,
yeah.
I had to still, I'm trying.
No, I get it. Well, it's accountability, right?
That's right.
I mean, you're sitting here with a fitness instructor right in front of you. You can't, like, be eating a Pop-Tart.
No, and I finished my pizza way before she got here, so there was that.
And wafted the room out so it wouldn't smell like pizza.
Yeah, sometimes. Uh-huh. Sometimes that leaves some evidence behind, doesn't it? By the way, it is 9:08, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story, yesterday in New York courtroom, Maduro and his wife both pled not guilty. The next court date will be in March. Interesting piece, Fox News. What happened after the country's most dangerous law went into effect? Here are the numbers. What's the most dangerous law?
Hmm.
The bail elimination.
Oh,
remember?
Yes.
Yeah. More than 2 years after Illinois eliminated cash bail under the Safety Act, statewide crime data shows no increase in violent crime, but law enforcement leaders in rural parts of the state say the reform has created new public safety and addiction treatment challenges that statistics alone do not capture. The Illinois Safety, which means Safety, Accountability, Fairness, and Equity Today Act, was passed January of 21, signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker the following month. Its most controversial provision, the end of cash bail under the Pretrial Fairness Act, took effect September 18th of 23 after the Illinois Supreme Court upheld the law's constitutionality. Now, supporters argued that the reform would prevent low-risk defendants from being jailed simply because they cannot afford bail. Opponents warned it would lead to repeat offenses, failures to appear in court, and harm to victims of crime. In a previous interview, Mayor of Orland Park, a Chicago suburb, said, "When I said this is the most dangerous law I've ever seen, I believe that." Well, a year later, statewide data largely undercuts those warnings, but some sheriffs say the law has worsened conditions for communities already struggling with addiction and limited treatment access. So Loyola University, Chicago Center for Criminal Justice, did research, and it shows between September of 23 and September of 24, violent crime in Illinois declined by approximately 6%. Homicides fell by roughly 10%. Property crime rose by less than 1% statewide. Failure to appear rates also remained stable at about 15%, consistent with pre-reform levels. Research found no statistically significant increase in re-offenses among defendants released under the new risk-based pretrial system. Well, okay, statistically, they could say, yeah, the crime rates actually went down. But we have, how many stories have we done about repeat criminals that were out on, well, we used to call it bail, but weren't even out on bail, were out and still haven't completely faced previous charges, and they were recommitting crimes.
Immediately. It's crazy how many times,
So, and this wouldn't be the first time that some folks that want to make the numbers look good have cooked the books, as we've seen statistics do that before. Now, you know, Loyola University involved with that, you would think, you know, hopefully they wouldn't have a dog in that fight per se, but you never know. And then could there be other factors of why crime statistics have gone down?
Right.
And I just find it interesting that that it shows that crime actually went down. You would think, just by logic, that without bail, you would, you know, the bail thing at least got people to show up for their appointments. But apparently, what they say?
15% don't show?
Failure to appear. Right. 15% stayed about stable, which I would have thought that that would go up because they don't have any money on the line.
But you got to go back to reality, as we have seen in multiple towns, including our nation's capital, when maybe law enforcement are told to adjust what crime someone was arrested
for.
If you don't make an arrest, guess what? Crime goes down because there's no stat to show the crime happened.
Now,
so there's a lot, and this is Illinois. It's corrupt like you would not believe.
Now, I totally agree with that in terms of property crime and all that.
Yep.
That they're just not making arrests. Why bother with it? You've seen in some jurisdictions where unless you know they're stealing at least $900 worth of merchandise, there's no reason to even to arrest them to begin with. But that doesn't explain the you know, homicides falling roughly 10%. I mean, that statistically is pretty good.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is, I mean, all those shootings they have every weekend in Chicago.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Maybe the people are, I don't know why. I don't know. It just, 10% of the numbers that we look at every weekend, there's what? Homicides, at least, I would say, average three or four.
Yeah, out of like
minimum
10 shootings or so. Those are low numbers. But again, a lot of the crime, a lot of the homicides are urban areas and gang related. I'd be willing to bet all those aren't reported to the police.
Oh, yeah.
So
well,
there is that.
Well, there's that.
So, yeah.
I just thought that was interesting.
It is.
And,
it is.
And I'll be looking for more stuff to follow up on that that may back that limited evidence up, or it may say, no, that's not necessarily true. Hey, Tim Walz might not make it. Might not make it through office. He might actually leave office, according to President Donald Trump. And so he's already announced that he won't run for re-election. Okay, so Walz is not going to be in the governor's race. But obviously, for the citizens there, that's probably a good thing. I love how he turned it around politically. Like you know, he's being chased after. And anyway, but then Amy Klobuchar, the senator, all of a sudden she's on the scene.
Oh my!
And apparently, she is thinking about running for governor, which she has huge name recognition.
Sure.
And I would think she'd probably have a pretty good shot at it.
I would
think
so,
Democrat. Yeah. So she could win it. And listen to this. She could win it. And if she becomes governor, she could appoint someone to take her previous seat in the Senate. Guess who she could appoint?
Oh.
Tim Walz.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that something? And by the way, in case you haven't kept up with some of the things going on in Minnesota and all the fraud and all that, this is an interesting thing. Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is considering running for the next governor, like I said, apparently once praised the Somali community in the state as she was announcing her 2020 presidential campaign, speaking at a rally in February of 2019 in Minnesota. Here's how I would check my calendar off in Minnesota in February. No. And no. She literally fought a snowstorm.
Yeah.
To announce her presidential campaign, and she stated that one last obstacle we must overcome to move forward was to put an end to fear-mongering and hate. And she was speaking about a lot of the Somali population. Mm. In Minnesota, we have the biggest Somali population in the country, and we're proud of that community, Klobuchar said. A few years ago, at the height of the angry rhetoric, a Somali-American family of four went out to dinner right here in Minnesota. This guy walked by, looked down at them, and said, "You four go home. You go home to where you came from." And the little girl looked up at her mom and said, "Mom, I don't want to go home." She said, "We could eat at dinner out tonight. I don't want to eat dinner at home." Hmm. I can tell you that there is a similar-like stories have been plugged in and used against various races and peoples.
Uh-huh.
And I believe she fabricated it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
And I've seen lefties do this before.
Yep.
And then the story gets, and then someone else tells it. Someone else tells it.
And just fill in the blank here. We'll use that
story. Why don't you go home to where you came from? They like to use that.
Yeah. Right.
9:17 right now on the Bob Rose Show. About 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Start thinking about some good positive thoughts you can share with us. And like I said, about 30 minutes. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, I'm so sick of technology.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bet you are.
Yeah.
I just realized what you might be thinking about.
Well, yeah.
In addition to other things, yeah.
Replacing an AM/FM radio on a 2021 vehicle. I mean, I could go to a junkyard, right?
Yep.
And look at a 1962 Ford Fairlane, and I guarantee that AM radio is still working. But here we are in the world of technology.
Yeah, hey, and we could probably would pay less for that old tech.
Yeah, think.
Too.
Yeah, think.
Yeah.
If it ain't fixed, don't. Wow. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Hey, here's one. If you're a big tech fan like I am, you're gonna love this one.
Okay.
Chrome extensions. You know, Chrome. You know, part of Google.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Chrome extensions are supposed to make your browser more useful, but they've quietly become one of the easiest ways for attackers to spy on what you do online.
Oh, great.
Security researchers recently uncovered 2 Chrome extensions that have been doing exactly that for years.
Wow.
What if I told you it went all the way back to 2017?
Amazing.
These extensions look like harmless proxy tools, but behind the scenes, they were hijacking traffic and stealing sensitive data from users who trusted them. What makes this case worse is where these extensions were found. Both were listed on Chrome's official extension marketplace.
Look at that.
Yeah. Hmm. Pretty irritating.
Yeah.
Researchers at Socket discovered 2 Chrome extensions using the same name, Phantom Shuttle, that were posing as tools for proxy routing and network speed testing. According to researchers, they've been active since 2017. They were published under the same developer name and marked toward foreign trade workers who needed to test internet connectivity from different regions. They were sold as subscription-based tools, prices ranging roughly from $1.40 to $13.60. At a glance, everything looked normal. The descriptions matched the functionality. The pricing seemed reasonable. The problem was what the extensions were doing after installation. So researchers say Phantom Shuttle routes all your web traffic through proxy servers controlled by the attacker. Those proxies used hard-coded credentials embedded directly into the extension's code. To avoid detection, the malicious logic is hidden inside what appears to be a legitimate jQuery library. Obviously getting too technical for me, but they've gone to, the attackers have gone to great lengths.
Amazing.
To once again make us vulnerable. And this cat and mouse game is never going to end.
No. No. We opened this can of worms a long time ago.
But yet, here we are, all the online banking, all the stuff that goes through it.
Yep.
Heck, most of our passwords, Google goes, oh, you want to put your password here?
Right. Like, no, thank you very much.
No.
You probably know it anyway. You just aren't acting like it.
I write it on my hand like I do everything else that's important.
Yeah. Let's go back to your radio, because I think probably some folks don't know the whole story.
Oh.
So, because you were coming to work the other day, and suddenly the AM/FM part of your radio in your Hyundai, which is, what year is it?
2021.
Okay.
And it's a it's a higher end. It's a Sonata with all the bells and whistles.
Nice.
It's got
a Bose
sound system, and so when it is working, sounds great. And the vehicle overall, I have to say, really performed. I'm very, very happy.
But everything is a computer module these days.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, I couldn't get the AM FM working.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't even show up like on the screen. So, of course, I do what a lot of people do. You know, you go to a search engine and you look all that stuff. You look at YouTube. You look at videos. How do I reset it? Take the battery cable off. There's a reset pinhole. Hold that for so long. Mm-hmm. Do this, do that. Nothing helped. So I eventually took it to the dealer. Long story short, I know dealers, they have a profit marked in. They have to make money to pay for that building and all their employees. I fully understand that. I get it. But the radio, they quoted me a price on it, was over $10,000.
And this is for the module that has your stereo, I'm sure that all of your maps, everything's probably all on the same one, because that's kind of how they do it these
right.
days. But $10,000 for a car that new probably cost $30,000.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got 66,000 miles on it. I mean, it's a little early for things that cost that kind of money to go bad.
Oh, no, it's on a warranty. That's when it's time.
Yeah, and I'm laughing because...
I know all about that, believe me.
I'm laughing because I know there's far less expensive fixes. I've already talked to a couple of people, and there's a few directions I can go for a remedy.
Right.
I could get that part of it taken out and sent to Bose.
Right.
Now you're waiting 3 to 5 weeks, and then you don't know what it'll be, but I guarantee the price will be less than $10,000.
That's and again, I know all about high car repairs.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, you drive a fancy German car, so you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was a shock. I mean, it's just one of those things where I thought it was like $1,000-something, you know, and you're like,
Well, you'd never fathom that it was
10. I don't want to spend that money, but then it's 10.
Yeah.
I'll add a zero. What?
Makes the one sound.
You're pulling my leg.
Yeah. Suddenly the grand sounds pretty good.
I mean, all the things you can get for 10 grand.
Oh, I know. Like a third of what the car costs new.
Yeah. You could buy a decent used car for 10 grand.
Man. And this is just for your radio.
It probably has a radio.
It works. It's an older one. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get that figured out with one of the more economical possibilities.
Yeah, it's a little project in the works, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I'll talk to different people and find out what my options are, and I'll go from there. If you've ever driven a car with no radio in it, and you grew up on the radio, and grew up, you know, and then became an adult on the radio.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do is be left alone with my own thoughts, Greg, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
We'll get you a boombox, put on the passenger seat, and you can just crank your tunes. Exactly.
Hey, is that Bob Rose?
Yeah. That's Bob.
That's me, baby.
Yeah.
Rapping and rocking, brother. 9:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away. Things that make you smile, start thinking about that more. Headlines as well. News Talk. 97.3 The Sky.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
.9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Things that make you smile coming up in a few minutes. Start thinking about upbeat positive thoughts you want to share, you know. Happy anniversary, something nice has occurred. That would be helpful. All right, that's coming up in a little bit. So ship tracking services detected around a dozen ships identified as loaded oil tankers departing from Venezuela in the first week of 2026, all of them targeted by U.S. sanctions. In other words, none of these ships should be loaded with oil and the oil being sold. They're all under sanctions. Several of the tankers allegedly sailed in dark mode with the blessing of Venezuelan officials, presumably, meaning their satellite tracking devices were switched off to conceal their movements. The first week of 2026 culminated with a surprising arrest of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro in a bold and flawlessly executed raid by the U.S. military Delta Force, who they were all trained by Chuck Norris, so you know they're a bunch of tough guys. A few weeks before that, President Donald Trump ordered a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers bound for Venezuela. Trump and Secretary of State Rubio said over the weekend that Maduro's arrest did not mean the blockade was canceled. We have a quarantine on their oil. That means their economy will not be able to move forward until the conditions that are in the national interest of the United States and the interest of the Venezuelan people are met. That's what Marco Rubio said on Sunday. As far as what our legal authority is on the quarantine, very simple. We have court orders. These are sanctioned boats, and we get court orders from courts to go after and seize these sanctions. Reuters noted that it was not immediately clear if the reported rash of tanker departures was an effort to break the blockade or if the U.S. government signed off on some of the departures. The ships allegedly carried an estimated 12 million barrels of oil between them. About half of those ships were supertankers that typically carry Venezuelan crude to China. This, according to ship tracking data, documents from Venezuela's nationalized oil company. President Trump said on Saturday that China would continue receiving the oil it was owed by Venezuela. Venezuelan exports had ground to a halt last week due to the blockade, forcing the Venezuelan oil company to begin cutting output. and they have almost nowhere to store the oil after filling onshore storage and loading ships with crude. There's nowhere else really for it to go. The New York Times, which defended its columnist Maduro on Saturday, on Monday spoke to ship tracking experts who said at least 16 vessels were involved in what looked like a major effort to violate U.S. blockade of sanctioned oil tankers. So this happened quite abruptly, and they're running, like I said, the dark mode. The only real way for oil-laden tankers to break through a naval blockade is to overwhelm it with outbound vessels. Wow. So they've got tankers filled with oil, and I guess they have made themselves out into the high seas in some cases, but we have our own tracking devices, the U.S. military does, so I don't know, unless we want that oil to go to its intended, where it's intended to go, like Trump, you know, talked about the China oil, that yes, it was going to go, and he wasn't interfering with that, but I wonder if oil is going to make it to, say, Cuba. Because Cuba had a sweetheart deal with them, and they were providing protection. And Senator Rick Scott.
Well, after so many years, you know, it sticks.
He was on, and he spoke to that to some extent and said, they basically, the Cubans were like the security force, apparently, around Maduro. Mm-hmm. And that didn't work out too well for them.
Not so much.
I think we had to neutralize more than 20 of them.
Over 30, I think.
Over 30 now?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But other than that, I mean, this was really a clean job by Delta Force, apparently. And you think about it, that should send the message to the other folks that are playing, you know, the narco game that, hey, Trump's not going to fool around. So, you know, you'd think that Mexico and Colombia would be really paying attention. I believe they are. Will they eventually, you know, work with Trump to try to knock down their cartels?
I would pipe down in their little defiant mode if I were them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, I think Senator Rick Scott spoke to that a little bit. He says, you know, those speeches and those statements are basically that's playing politics to their own people.
I get that.
So, yeah. So he's That's how he was seeing that.
Yeah, understandable.
Beep. Beep 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 beep. Beep, yeah. Beep.
You on old school now?
I mean, could you decipher it?
I used to know the Morse code because I was going to get my ham license, but that was way too
so
many
you
decades
didn't know.
Ago. A long
Because I said, Greg, we're going to talk about Morse code.
See, there I am.
Beep. Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, right.
Right.
We actually are, though.
Yeah.
It was on this day in 1838. Samuel Morse's telegraph system is demonstrated for the first time at the Speedwell Ironworks in Morristown, New Jersey. The telegraph, a device which used electric impulses to transmit encoded messages over a wire, would eventually revolutionize long-distance communication, reaching the height of its popularity in the 1920s and 30s. Isn't that weird that his name just happened to be Morse?
That's amazing.
And he invented the Morse code? What are the odds of that?
That's great. Well, I mean, and you don't believe in coincidence.
Samuel Finley Breeze Morse was born April 27, 1791, in Charlestown, Massachusetts. He attended Yale University, where he was interested in art as well as electricity. Still in his infancy at the time, after college, he became a painter. In 1832, while sailing home from Europe, he heard about the newly discovered electromagnet and came up with an idea for an electric telegraph. He had no idea that other inventors were already at work on the concept. He spent the next several years developing a prototype and took on a couple of partners, Leonard Gale and Alfred Vail, to help him. In 1838, he demonstrated his invention using Morse code, in which dots and dashes represented letters and numbers. He finally convinced in 1843 a skeptical Congress to fund the construction of the first telegraph line in the U.S. from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore. In May of 1844, Morse sent the first official telegram over the line with the message, "What hath God wrought?"
Amazing technology.
That's
amazing,
isn't it?
It is. And yet, so simple.
Yeah, and it blew up from there. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, they even set up places in Africa, Asia, Australia. They put in a permanent line across the Atlantic Ocean. They did that in 1861. Western Union did it.
Wow.
1861,
that's crazy.
They were able to put basically a cable, right, across the Atlantic Ocean.
That's amazing.
If you tried to do that now.
Oh, my goodness.
The permitting process alone
couldn't afford it.
Would take a decade.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. He died at the age of 80. He died wealthy and famous, which you can't say that about a lot of inventors.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, you know. You think, they had success and all that. Not all of them. It didn't all show up in their bank account or other tragedies struck as well.
Well, and that's the case for a lot. I mean, look at Tesla. I mean, and I don't mean the car company. I mean, Mr. Tesla, you know, great ideas. And he kind of just ended up on the short end of the stick there. We could have had our free electricity flowing through the air, but no.
Goodyear.
Didn't go that route.
Goodyear?
Oh, really?
Goodyear tires. He was the one who, I think, added some kind of sulfur compound to rubber.
Right.
And that was what they called vulcanized.
Oh, yeah.
So, see, that he was the true Vulcan before Spock.
Wow.
But anyway, he invented that, but he died penniless.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then their name carries on. Their products carry on, but...
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyway, on this date, I mentioned this earlier, it was on this date in 2021 that, well, the January 6th thing happened, because it is January 6th. And... I mean, I'm not going to go deeply into it right now. I'm just going to say that the History Channel and History.com, how they present the January 6th thing, I hope doesn't stand as history. I hope that it's edited in the very near future with the truth, which would be talking about, FBI and CIA involvement in that whole thing.
Boy, I wouldn't hold my breath. I just saw a little headline earlier this morning about Wikipedia and how they're describing the whole, Maduro thing. And it's totally, totally skewed, which it's Wikipedia. I get that. But still,
right.
Yeah.
Well, also something that's being talked about in the outskirts a little bit, Melrose, some kind of music park. Now, this goes back to 2024 where they're talking about 270 acres, which a group has purchased it, and they want to make it like a place where you could hold like a music festival. Well, the problem with that whole area is, and they're having a protest, I believe that's going to be on Thursday at the park at 4 p.m. People are going to protest it. Look, for a lot of those people, the issue is about growth and things like that. For me, yes, I'm concerned about growth, but the biggest issue is infrastructure.
Yeah, there's not any.
You've got small two-lane roads that go in and out of that area. There's no big four-laner. I mean, you've got 301, but, that's a few miles away.
But you've still got to get east to where this property is.
So, I'm not, the anti-progress guy and anti-growth. I think it should be, well-regulated and controlled to as much as we can, and also be fair to people's private property rights, too, and what they would like to do with their property. You got to remember that as well. But it simply is a case, in this case, for me, you don't have the infrastructure to put, 1,000 cars, additional cars on those roads. They're already overwhelmed during, especially during, daylight hours. They just really are.
I don't see how you're going to do that. I mean, you can't widen that road.
Not where
there's
it goes right
there.
There's
buildings there.
Right.
So yeah,
when you're in the city limit of Melrose, you are correct. Now they can expand, beyond that.
Right.
Down, what is it? State Road 26, 26 or 21? I get them mixed up.
Well, that is 26, isn't it?
I believe.
So I don't know how you. I don't know.
So that would be a Florida DOT thing. I mean, if they get, to me, it'd be, are you going to expand the road? Well, as soon as you get the road expansion, then, you want to have a music park.
Knock yourself
out.
We
could consider that.
But you got to be able to get there. And then, I mean, it's bad when I'm going through there and you're going to make, let's say you're going east and you want to make a left turn to a business that's there, people are passing you on the shoulder on the right already because they're trying to get through and it's jammed up. People are trying to get to Melrose, Keystone, and parts east.
Yeah, so. Mornings and afternoon drive, there's the one traffic light there, and yeah, everything comes to a halt. Your three or four light changes deep in a lot of cases, or maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got a lot more to talk about, but coming up next, it's your turn if you want in. Things that make you smile coming up next, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now with your upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You can do it 877-975-9825. Call now for things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Another beautiful day it's shaping up to be, my friends. And it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis and Transformation Dentistry. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pete. What's making you smile?
Fox News had an interesting story this morning about a school bus driver that had a medical emergency, and some of the kids were trying to help him. And one of the boys on the bus got on the two-way radio and called the motor pool and tell him what was going on and to send help. And after the dust had settled and everybody was stabilized, the kid said he learned how to do that from watching Dukes of Hazzard on TV. Thank you, Bob.
I love it.
Wow.
Those crazy Duke boys.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't learn to jump the bus then if he was watching Duke's Hazzard.
That would be good.
That would have been a good story.
Yeah.
That would make a
smile. I like that.
That's funny.
Thanks for sharing that
with us,
Pete.
That's very cool. Yeah.
That makes me smile for sure. Hey, good morning, James. What's making you smile?
Hey, Happy New Year, Greg, and the other guy, Bob.
Wow.
Hey, hallelujah.
Well, thank you, Jake.
Hey, I actually have a traffic, what makes me smile. I jump around between accounts here in Ocala on Highway 27 and State Road 40. And the connection road between them is going to open up tomorrow. I don't have to use the little cobblestone service road or I-75 anymore.
Well, wow. That'll be nice. That makes you smile there. Yeah, 27 and 40. All right.
Yeah, not using I-75. That
will
make you smile.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
Hey.
Or Larry, or that guy on the other end of the phone.
Yeah. The other guy. Just dive in. It's our time.
Dive in?
Yeah, go for it.
Mark, good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob McGregor. What's making me smile is my 12-year-old son did his first flight as a non-unaccompanied minor in Denver to Jacksonville. He handled check-in, security, and boarding all on his own for the first time in life, and he handled it really well. I don't have to pay that $100 unaccompanied minor fee anymore.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they get you for that one. They can still lose your kid.
Growing up.
Yep.
He's growing up.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, right?
I know adults that can't do that at the airport. That's true.
Well, there's adults that don't want to do that because they don't want to go to the airport.
Yeah.
But no, that's great. Coming of age goes by like the wink of an eye. Coming up next, the smoking gun. And that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The deranged, hammer-wielding alleged vandal accused of busting several windows out at Vice President J.D. Vance's home in Cincinnati is reportedly the son of a prominent millionaire family and appears to have been going by the name Julia in recent weeks. William DeFore, 26, arrested early Monday for allegedly shattering four windows at Vance's home. This is not his first run-in with law enforcement and leads you to believe in some of these cases they may be troubled well beyond the actual gender issue. Think about that, lefties, because that is your smoking gun. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.